Hey, I'm Matthew.
And I'm Colleen.
And we have four kids, and they're supposed to be in bed sleeping by now.
We are exhausted, so we thought, why not do a podcast where people can listen to our end-of-the-day conversations with each other?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, maybe you'll learn something. No, who are we kidding? We're just a couple of exhausted, mostly crazy, very happily married Christians. Are you ready, Colleen?
I was born ready. My middle name is ready.
Well, my middle name is Chimichanga. I must be hungry. I have to go to the dentist tomorrow morning.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
It's already here?
It's here again.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. I know. It's
I'm
yay.
So excited.
I'm kind of getting used to it a little bit. After getting out of the Army, I decided not to go to the dentist for a couple years because I didn't have to.
And I think you really know. Should use this as an opportunity to tell the story about how you asked a question and that was the last time you asked a question to a dentist.
Oh, no.
When I told you.
I don't even want to bring that
up.
Oh,
that's so funny.
No. No. Not,
sorry.
Not a good
not
experience.
A good...
I switched dentists.
Okay.
Now, this, well... So that was a couple of years after the Army. That was the first dentist.
No, I was talking and about then, in the Army when the, oh. Was it Fulbert told you to get out
oh,
or something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So when I was, yeah, no, no, no.
I was trying
so
not to ruin
a,
the end of that
I had
story.
A worser experience
worser?
After the Army. Worser. It's the cousin of Worcestershire. So... In the Army, they make you go and do dental prior to deployments or basically going somewhere. If you go to another station,
right,
that kind of thing. So when I was in flight school, I was just going along mm-hmm. with what they told me to do. And we were down in Fort Rucker for a little while. When we went, we were in a bubble. Which means that mm-hmm. you get down there and then you wait for a class
right.
to get into the flight school. And if there's too many students, then you get put into what they call a bubble and you have to do a certain amount of details mm-hmm. or you have to go to schools or something while you wait.
Right.
So they don't, I mean, you still have to go to PT in the morning. You still have to do stuff. But so I... was there for, we were there for a couple years, weren't we?
Oh,
almost.
Yeah.
And one of the things that kept me a little bit longer after I graduated warrant officer school was that I graduated the Apache course and then they were offering the ALSI course, which mm-hmm. is the Aviation Life Support Equipment course. And it's a 7-week course. And I took it.
Yeah.
I got accepted to it because I thought that might be a good track.
Sure.
I didn't know what tracking was at the time when I did that, but I thought it might be a good skill to have. And,
yeah.
it, and it was. It was a good course. And one of my good friends from basic training days,
mm-hmm.
He had graduated a little bit earlier from the Black Hawk course.
Right.
And he was coming back for the ALSI course. God rest his soul. He died in a helicopter accident recently, actually. But this guy, one of our best friends, one of our fondest memories, he had told me he was going to this ALSI course. And so that really pushed me to apply for it, and I applied
Definitely.
For it. So it kind of pushed us past the 2-year mark. Well, after I got done with the ALSI course, we were told, I didn't get to select it, but we were told we were going to Fort Drum in
right.
upstate New York. And one of my out-processing blocks was to be updated on dental. And I hadn't been... I don't think I'd been to the dentist at Fort Rucker yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, I went to the dentist before going to basic training. So
sure.
You can't leave without a visit to the dentist. And so I walked into basically what was a large double-wide trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And there was kind of a desk there, and they told me, go to that room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just walked in, and they said, go to that room. And I sat down in the chair, and the civilian-looking hygienist came in, and she, I don't think she cleaned my teeth even. So She poked around for a second, and then in comes a uniformed full bird colonel.
Sure.
And he sits down and starts poking around my mouth, and he starts calling out to the hygienist a letter and a number.
Sure.
Which I'm sure is a dentist thing, but it was like M16 on the J24 on the Foxtrot -3. I don't know what he was saying. Yeah. But I had never had a cavity in my life up to that point. And I was a little bit later in life when, I mean, my later 20s when we were doing this. And so he got done calling out all these numbers and then said, and then he took his tools out of my mouth and said, "Get out." And I said, and I was kind of surprised.
Right, like you didn't really know.
Like, what? Why? You know?
Over?
And I looked at him, and I was worried, because what is he saying to the hygienist in dentist code?
Right.
You know? And so I said, "Hey, sir, may I know what's going on?" And he looked at me. He turned to me with the most repulsively angry face and said, "I said, get out." So I got out.
That was scary.
Yeah. So I got out, and but I was concerned. I thought I'm dying of tooth disease or something. Sure. And so I walked up to the front, quote, the front desk, wherever they had that, and turned in my folder, because he gave me the folder that I was supposed to give to the thing. And I just asked her, "Can you tell me what is going on?"
Right.
And she said, "Oh, well, you're going to, it looks like you have two cavities and they're going to take care of him up at Drum."
Right.
So that was all he did. He just wanted to,
he just didn't want to tell
me I had cavities, but there's no way he's going to fix them there. No. So that was my first experience in the Army with the dentist. The second experience was when I actually got those cavities fixed. And I am fully convinced that the only reason I had those cavities, I think they're my only two cavities.
Yeah, you've never.
Is because I would drink a lot of Red Bull to stay awake for flight school and studying and staying awake to fly. It was enormously hard to pass flight school. So you're always tired. You're always studying. You're always, you know. But the other thing that I did was to calm myself. I had read if you just eat a little bit of a peppermint.
You had those Altoids.
I always carried a little thing of Altoids around. And before every single flight, and and even when I was an active duty soldier, active duty pilot, I would pop in an Altoid.
Yeah.
But I'm convinced that from all the Altoids of flight school that I got those two cavities.
Yeah.
Careful. Thanks for taking me down that road.
I'm sorry. On the eve of your dental visit. Yeah. But it'll be so much better because the dentist that we go to now, she's nice.
Oh, I love the dentist now. I love their office. They're Christians. Mm-hmm. And that really, it shows, you know, when you go in and just the demeanor of the people and how they treat you. And it's still straightforward dentistry, right?
Yeah.
But they do a good job. And you can tell they're not out to try and get you to do a procedure just for their money.
Right.
Like some of these chop shops do.
Yep.
Oh, the dogs are barking. Yeah. Sorry about that, listener. All the three great Pyrenees are getting angry.
They're protecting.
They're protecting us from the skunks. So I have a max list. I actually saw a really cool list of Gab shout outs that I want to do real quick.
Okay.
I'm just going to read their names, and then for the listener, they will be on the Tired Christian Parents profile on Gab. So go and check these people out. The first one is OB Soap. They do handmade soap, candles, lip balms, and lotion bars. And these are all really cool, by the way. So this is I'm not going to read their whole things, but they're really, really cool. So check out their profiles. Go to our profile page at Tired Christian Parents and check them out. So the first one was OB Soap, and they are at Katarina Condaliyahu.com. Anyways, that's why I'm just doing their names, and you have to actually go to our thing. The second one was 7 Weeks Coffee. They are a pro-life coffee company. And they have a really good mission. The third one, and the reason I'm only doing seven today is I think Gab cuts me off at seven.
Sure.
Thanks. The third one is two. One that for you, Colleen.
Okay.
Acresoft Podcast and Homeschool.
Hey.
Yes, you need to check these guys out. Language lesson books, first through seventh grade, seventh through 12th. Anyways, they have lots of cool stuff.
All right.
That was the third one, I think. The fourth Three. One mm-hmm. was a laser cutting business with his wife.
They do like nightlights, right?
In Indiana, and they do LED nightlights.
Yeah, I thought those were pretty
at
cool.
At the Natty Guy, so check them out. This one I really like, Heartland Goats. Have you heard of these
no,
folks?
No, I haven't.
Yes, you need to check them out. Really cool stuff. They are pretty new to Gab, it looks like, and they have a really neat they had a really neat thing where they advertised on Gab. Heartlandgoats.com All was right. their website that you can easily see here.
Cool.
The next one was Speakeasy Bookkeeping. I really like that because the speakeasy, like you got to hide that you're, you know, doing really good stuff anymore.
Sure.
Christian, liberty-loving, anti-vax, to the max, pro-American, gun-loving, communist-fighting, Bitcoin holding, traditional family values. I'm sorry, but I don't even need bookkeeping, but I'm going to hire you because of that. That's awesome.
You might need bookkeeping.
Huh? We might soon know. When I start my business.
Yeah.
And Riverwood Signs
Those are really
is
pretty.
A Rhode Island-based business that creates custom handcrafted laser-cut wood and acrylic signs and more. So check all those folks out. They will be on our Tired Christian Parents profile on Gab. And if you don't have a Gab account, you should make a Gab account. Okay. So
I think this would be a good time to let the listener know that I won
our
yearly fight.
Okay. So for the past few years, and this is our first time doing it on Gab, which is why I'm so disappointed with Gab. But we've always started a kind of semi poll, but on Gab they actually have polls that you can do. And so I posted a poll. Colleen and I have always our only major disagreement in our whole marriage
is two types of people.
There are those who like Neil Diamond and those who don't, but that's not what this is about. We've always disagreed on who would win in a fist fight.
Right.
Is it Jason Bourne? Which is, you know, the woo, you know, Matt Damon.
He is.
Or is it John McClane from Die Hard? So for years, I've won these semi-half-hearted polls.
Because you've been asking Facebook.
It must have been
Smarty Pants on Gab. They agreed with me. 64%.
Well, here's the thing. So last night I posted the poll on the wrong group. And at first I was winning by a long shot.
Sure.
And then the group didn't allow polls. So they deleted the poll.
Mm-hmm.
So I reposted it on another group.
Right.
And they kept it. And you didn't win handedly.
I won
but
enough.
You won convincingly.
Yeah. I'll take
it. You
Thanks,
did kind of win handedly.
I did.
So you won 64% to 36%.
Which that's a good win right there.
Pretty good.
Good job, guys.
I ended up reposting.
They know. What's up?
What's wrong with you people? How could you vote Bourne to beat McClane in a fight? Must be a bunch of pink-haired, skinny jean-wearing Starbucks baristas voting last night. So that's what I posted just now. I was pretty mad about it.
Pretty sore loser.
Super
there,
fighter. I almost lost my Christianity over it, to be honest. I want you to tell the story of your mother, and I think this is really cool. This is should be what we tell to encourage people about something that happened that your mother did a couple days ago. Right? Yesterday? Was it yesterday? Anyways,
I don't even know.
Tell the story. This is very encouraging for the Christian community out there that is facing a lot of adversity and a lot of pressure.
Sure. So my mother had to do a doctor's appointment, and it was really difficult to get an appointment, and she had specifically asked for a woman to be her doctor. And so they had assigned her a doctor, and she looked up the doctor, and the doctor looked, how do we say?
He looked like a man.
Okay. Yeah.
She asked me. She was like, Matthew, does this look like a man?
And it could have been a woman who just, you know, some women are just not as feminine.
I wasn't falling for it.
But, I mean, benefit of the doubt. So, because a picture sometimes you can't super tell, yes, but it really did. And so, anyway, so she went in and...
Adam's apple.
Yeah. She went in and very clearly this woman was not a woman. He was a man. And so he came in and he said, you know, hi or something, probably. And she said, I'm not comfortable with you being my doctor because I asked for a woman and you are not a woman. And he said, well, genetically, I am not a woman. But, you know, and then went on to explain how he's now.
Accepted his womanliness.
surgically a woman. I don't know. And so she very bravely stood up for herself and said, well, I can't have you as my doctor. I don't feel comfortable. And this man said, well, you know, I do want you to be comfortable with your doctor. So, you know, I understand. He was worried about her blood pressure. And she said, well, of course, my blood pressure is high. I'm in front of you and you're weird. I asked for a woman and you're not a woman, you know? And so anyways, he asked if she had the flu shot and she said no. He asked if she had the COVID vaccine and she said no. And he said something along the lines of, let me guess, do you have a reason? And she said, yeah, I've got a lot of them. And she said, well, he said, is it, let me guess, the stem cell, like all
fetal cell lines.
Fetal cell, that's what I mean. I'm sorry. And she's like, you betcha. And that's a big one. I got other ones too. And so she really just stood up for her belief as a Christian and really stood out as one too. So that was a huge win.
He tried to make it sound like the fetal cell lines was not a compatible argument. Yeah. And she said, no, the fetal cell lines have been used in the research and development of these quote vaccines. And he couldn't argue with that because that is true.
Yeah.
And so that's a perfectly valid argument. It's one of the hundreds of reasons not to get COVID-19 vaccines because they're not vaccines. They call them gene therapy. They're gene modifiers and they're killing far more people than they are claiming even to save. So, and that research can be backed up. If you are interested in that peer reviewed from other doctors research, you can find this by emailing us at tirechristianparents@protonmail.com. One thing that we have to be making clear here is that we are not making fun of people who have mental problems. And that's what you have. If you are a man and you believe that you are born or that believe that you are becoming or a woman inside, you have a mental disorder that is caused by it's most likely a trauma, a recent trauma. It's definitely not being raised in a godly household or in a godly environment or being raised around the Bible and accepting that. It is a tremendous sin that we have to, as Christians, acknowledge that God in Romans 1 said this is why he gave them over to their passions. He exhibited judgment upon people for their sins, and he calls them out for this. But we can be loving to these people by saying, hey, as a Christian, we disagree with this. This is incorrect. But in certain circumstances, we can go to them and talk to them and we can visit with them and make sure that they understand that we do love them because we love everyone with the love of the Lord. But they are anti-God. They are anti-Christian. And just because the westernized world, this fallen world that we now live in, says that that's okay through your TV or whatever it is not okay, Christian. You must understand that. You must fight for what the Bible says is correct. Mm-hmm. Stop listening to your TV. And one of the things that encouraged me about what your mother did was that she stood up to him and said, I do not feel comfortable with you. I asked for a woman. But you should not have to ask for a biological woman.
Right.
When that doctor is going to be touching you mm-hmm. in places that you yeah. don't want the other gender touching right. you. Sometimes. I mean, sure. some folks don't mind it, you know. And but if she said, I wanted a woman, mm-hmm. she was given a man mm-hmm. who had long hair mm-hmm. and believed he was a woman. Mm-hmm. So I was really proud that she stood up for that, that she stood up for her beliefs, that she stood up for her beliefs on the killer vaccine mm-hmm. that is being passed around to the world right now, this global scam. And that's awesome. That's yeah. really, really great to hear. And I think a lot of that comes from we are surrounding ourselves in a house church and surrounding mm-hmm. ourselves in truth. And I always said this when we started the house church, I said, I don't want to insulate ourselves mm-hmm. from the world. And what I meant mm-hmm. by that was that I wanted to make sure that we opened our home
right.
to people, to the unbeliever, so that they could become the believer. Right. But mainly we don't, but at the same time, I don't want the unbeliever to influence, mm-hmm. I don't want the pagan to influence our church.
Right.
Right. And me as the quote leader,
yeah.
the human leader, the sure. person who's trying to lead a human body mm-hmm. in the body of Christ, I have to make decisions, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're tough. So I would never let a pagan influence the decision-making of our house church.
Right.
And that's one of those things. You know, you got to ask, well, what if a man in long hair comes in and says, I'm a woman, do you love me? Of course I do. Course. But would I let that person influence our church decisions? No. In no way would I let them do that.
Right.
And I'm very blunt about that. And that's what house churches allow. And your mother, of course, your mother and your father, my mother and father attend our house church, and they are incredible influences mm-hmm. on us. And so it's a great story to hear, because in this day and time, it's almost as if Christians are afraid
yeah.
to state their beliefs.
Yeah.
We have to not be afraid, guys. Christ first. Mm-hmm. In this kingdom, we are in his kingdom now. We are not going to be in his kingdom when we go to heaven. I mean, we are, but we are now in his kingdom. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to further go on to it when our souls go up to heaven. I want to end, if you're okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say that this kind of just touches on like this really huge conversation that is not really fitting for a podcast, you know, like, we're trying not to, you know, have an hour-long podcast where we just preach about this kind of thing. But this is an ongoing conversation that we even have with our children as we try to figure out how to best show godly love. And, you know, how that is, we've talked about how godly love isn't accepting love, right? It's not always going to be nice love. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I just want to make sure that that we also say that this isn't the end all. Like, you know what I mean?
Not really, but at the same time, it kind of is. It's like, you know, our motto in the house church is, what does the Bible say? And I'm less nice than most.
Sure.
I'm very kind, because that's what God is. And I've always compared it to this. The difference between being nice mm-hmm. and being kind is biblical. That's what God is, right? Being nice is and this is a real life occurrence. I'm traveling down the road. I'm in the left lane mm-hmm. and a person in the right lane tried to pull into my lane. So I sure. honked at them.
Right.
And that person looked at me very meanly and mm-hmm. flipped me off.
Sure.
Was I being nice? No, I was not being nice by honking loudly at them. Mm-hmm. Was I being kind? Yes. I was being kind because I was rudely telling them, if you come into my lane, we are both going to end up in a massive accident.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to tell the world. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to honk loudly.
Right.
And then the world says, I thought you were a Christian. Right. How dare you honk at me?
Right.
You're judging me. You're honking at me. Mm-hmm. Well, how dare you mm-hmm. for imposing upon my biblical beliefs? That's mm-hmm. what I say. And you know what? There's not a lot of people that have gone that far that are going to come back to Christ. That's on them. Mm-hmm. We can plant seeds and we leave it up to God. Mm-hmm. And we can't just go down this road of just wondering and wondering and wondering about these people.
Right.
They have to make decisions. We just can't become obsessed
right.
with the idea of, but some people are more soft-hearted like you than I am.
I am. I do. I worry about
that. Not all of us have been in Apaches and had the Native Indians. I know.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to end with Psalm chapter 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us, then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Hey, thanks for listening to the Tired Christian Parents podcast. You can follow us on Gab at Tired Christian Parents, or you can email us at tiredchristianparents@protonmail.com. We'll see you next time.